twice in the past month, auditors have found serious problems at Michigan Human Services agencies. Last week, a report from the state auditor's office found the Michigan Department of Human Services has failed to investigate cases of suspected adult abuse and to adequately train its staff. Last month, it claimed it found millions of dollars in improper expenditures in a program for vulnerable, low-income adults. It said a number of those served by home health care workers were being attended to by ex-offenders who had been convicted of crimes, some of them serious, up to murder. To learn more about these audits and what they all mean, we welcome back to the Michigan Public Radio Network's Jake Neer, who continues to cover both of these stories. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Two audits in consecutive months, both of them quite critical. Tell us more about what last week's audit showed.
Well, I mean, we're talking about, again, with both of these programs that are supposed to protect some of Michigan's most vulnerable citizens, adults, and it's you know, something that the administration is taking very seriously because, you know, in this case, we're talking about adult protective services, which, you know, when you think of DHS, a lot of the times you think of child protective services.
Sure.
But there are plenty of people who are adults, whether they're disabled or elderly, that are in states where they need certain protection, and DHS handles that. And in this case, basically the audit found that, the department was not going back and checking some of the closed cases to make sure that these problems hadn't popped up for certain people, that there were complaints of abuse or neglect that weren't being investigated, that weren't being followed up on. And it was very troubling for a lot of people who say, you know, this is one of those, it's a very basic function of government. You know, you think of education, you think of infrastructure, and protecting the most vulnerable citizens. And so it's something that's raised a lot of concerns.
Did the report cite specific examples of a request denial or failing to investigate?
It did outline a number of specific cases of people who, that said that they were that claimed that either they or someone that they knew were being neglected or abused that just weren't followed up on. Yeah, these audits are very in depth. This was conducted over a period of time. It looked at between 2010 and 11. To 2012 and 13. So this is something that it's not just that's been happening for a short period of time. This is something that's been going on for years over the course of, two different administrations. It seems like these are systematic problems.
This is a problem with a historic dimension to it here in
Yes.
Michigan, regrettably. Did both audits focus on the adult population?
Yes.
Okay. And for context, how many of these kinds of referrals does DHS get in, say, a year?
My understanding is that APS, Adult Protective Services, got more than 80,000 referrals of abuse, neglect, or exploitation, during the period of this audit. So
that's multiple years.
Yes, that is multiple years.
Just to be clear.
And it's hard to tell, and this is an important distinction here, that during that time, DHS saw more than a 60% increase in these referrals and reports. And part of that was because they made it easier for people to make these referrals and say that, that they knew someone or they themselves were in a bad situation and that they wanted DHS to follow up. And so that's a very large increase of caseloads. The thing that's interesting to me is I spoke with Director Maura Corrigan of DHS about this, and I brought up that large increase of 60%. And for me, in my opinion, it would follow logically that with such a large increase in the number of cases that there would be growing pains, that it would be difficult to staff that maybe that was an explanation for some of at least some of the instances of not following up. Director Corrigan did not give that as an explanation. She is owning this as something, you know, she says that we should have been able to handle this. And I think that that sort of speaks to a larger trend in this administration. Governor Rick Snyder's administration is a do more with less administration, mm-hmm. and Maura Corrigan is definitely a subscriber to that. And so they're not saying that because of this increase or for any other reasons that this is an excuse for that. We, you know, we should have been able to handle this.
But a lot of this gets back. It isn't necessarily an increase in the instances of necessarily. It's most likely better reporting.
That's what Director Corrigan said. That okay. It's basically we've done a better job of making it easier for people to report these things. It's not necessarily that the state is seeing a big increase in abuse or neglect necessarily.
The spike is more noticeably in reporting.
Correct.
We're talking with Jake Neer, the Michigan Public Radio Network, about the two audits that found really serious problems here in Michigan's Human Service Agencies, DHS, and Department of Community Health as well. In let's go back to the mid-June audit now, a report you described in one of your stories, again involving DHS. This involves a failure to monitor home health care workers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, the Michigan takes in federal dollars through Medicaid to help people who want to stay in their homes but who need in-home care. And again, we're talking about very vulnerable adults. And it is important also to say that these two programs, APS and the home health program, do not overlap. We're not talking about the same. These are two different distinct populations of vulnerable adults. And this report last month that you brought up, it involves both the Department of Human Services and DCH, the Department of Community Health. And basically it found that people are who have been convicted of felonies, even like Medicaid fraud specifically, or elder abuse or neglect, things that directly influence or would impact their qualifications as an in-home care provider, were allowed to work in the system and were allowed to care for some of these vulnerable adults. And it wasn't just a few cases. We're talking thousands of cases where this was an issue. And also that the department, DCH and DHS, I should say, misspent money that you know shouldn't have. And these are federal dollars that the state may have to pay back or should have to pay back because it mismanaged the program.
And as unacceptable as that sounds, the serious offenders are sometimes caring for family members. That's really what people need to remember.
That's
here.
True, and it's not that you know we were taking felons who had no connection with these people and just putting them in their homes. That's not necessarily the case. A lot of these people are sons, daughters, you know, brothers, that sort of brothers, sisters, that sort of thing that are caring for people in their family. But still, it's the state does not think that it's acceptable that they allowed some of these, especially people who are convicted of abuse and neglect already, to go into homes and say, you know, and work in those cases.
Mm-hmm. And the audits included some number of recommendations. What were some of those?
Well, I mean, one thing is you know, to do a better job collecting information in a timely manner, just basically to do the job of making sure that their records are up to snuff. Another important one, especially in the home health program that we were just talking about is do background checks. The state does not have at this point background checks for in-home care workers, and that's something that DCH Director Jim Haveman says is coming in October. Because of this audit, they are putting in a background check system. Another thing is to put in controls to make sure that departments don't make improper payments and actually recover those improper payments. And then also just to do a better job keeping an eye on themselves, these departments, go back and revisit cases, make sure that these issues don't pop up again after the cases are closed.
So both of the agency directors involved here, Maura Corrigan at DHS and James Haveman at DCH have both weighed in here and responded to both of these.
That's true, especially with that background check piece. The details on that are, again, these issues with elder abuse and neglect, Medicaid fraud. People who are convicted of those crimes will no longer be able to work in the Medicaid home health program because those convictions are so directly related to their duties in the program. It should be noted that people who are convicted of things like violent crimes, like assault, battery, even murder, second degree murder, manslaughter, will still be allowed to work in the program even though they're convicted of some of these violent crimes. That's because federal law says that you cannot exclude them from the program, but they will still be checked out so that patients will know that they're convicted of these things and can decide whether or not they want them in their home.
So, and that's viewed as a way back into society for some of these ex-offenders.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Are the agencies reopening or reinvestigating some of the actual cases cited in the audit?
Well, actually, DCH is saying that they've actually already, before the audit even came back, started recovering some of the money that they say that was misspent, and they went back and they have reopened some of these cases, saying that, here's some instances where we did a poor job. And so, yes, they are going back and they're looking through their records. They're looking at some of the issues that were brought up in the audit and specifically individual cases, seeing what happened there.
Most of the legislature's away from the Capitol most of the time, as you're well aware, Jake.
Sure.
Has anyone commented?
Well, we did get a statement from a Representative Peter McGregor of Cannon Township. He is the House DHS, Department of Human Services, Appropriations Subcommittee Chair. And basically what that all means is he's the one in the House that sort of looks specifically at the DHS budget and sort of crafts the money that should be going to DHS in the House. And he said that, of course, the findings in the Auditor General's reports are troubling and they expose failures in the DHS department and APS, the Adult Protective Services. He says that he and Speaker Bolger have actually sat down with Director Maura Corrigan and discussed these. He says that it seems like she has a good response in place, that he has faith in her to address this and faith in the department to address this, and basically that the audits did their job. They served their function of taking a hard look at these departments and making sure that the imperfections, or, well, in this case, the failures of the department are exposed and that they know what's going on and how to address those issues.
And our guest will continue to keep an eye on it. Jake Neer reports for the Michigan Public Radio Network. We've been talking about the two state auditors' critical audits of human services agencies here just in the past month in Michigan. Jake, many thanks.
Thanks, Mark.